I recently enjoyed an insight shared by former U.S. presidential candidate and self-help guru Marianne Williamson. She was at a cocktail party heatedly discussing politics and vehemently defending her peace-imbued left-wing values. The conversation waned as it will when two parties each flog their own opposite views without an open mind. Williamson moved off to another room to replenish her drink. There she got caught up in a daydream in which an aspect of herself questioned the truth of her peaceful values. She felt defensive and began an internal rebuttal. This aspect suggested she was behaving like the forceful hawk she'd accused her right-wing acquaintance of being. She couldn't deny her bullish arguments and unwillingness to listen and to be the wise and caring dove she claimed to value. Clarity descended upon her, and she could see how her aggressive attitude and approach was not in alignment with the values she was so passionate about. She had been swept up in ego, determined to prove, to sway, to win, a hawk. This brings me to the current situation between Russia and Ukraine. As I listen to the news about the atrocities, the response of the world via sanctions, and sending more armaments, I wonder how as a global community we can be powerful doves rather than forceful hawks. There does not seem to be any hope of rationalizing with Russian President Vladimir Putin, a power-hungry madman bent upon pursuing his skewed vision while spouting lies. Like a child who naively believes they have deceived their parents with the most ridiculous of tales, he puts forward excuses and explanations that might have been conjured up by a creature in Alice's Wonderland. How does our global community respond thoughtfully and usefully rather than reacting poorly and fueling this dangerous situation? We watch this child unleashing with immaturity and violence upon a sovereign democratic nation. With a nuclear power such as Russia and an unbalanced autocrat at the button, we must confront Russia indirectly versus militaristically. We must be clear-headed, aligned, sensible, and firm responders. We will need to rely on both grassroots efforts and geopolitical organization to accomplish a peaceful resolution. The United Nations has invoked the Uniting for Peace Resolution of 1950 in response to Russia vetoing its draft resolution condemning Russian aggression against Ukraine and demanding the cessation of the use of force. This vintage invocation came because the UN, with Russia presiding as rotating president in February, failed to exercise its primary responsibility for the maintenance of international peace and security. Uniting for Peace Resolution, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, has rallied for its Ukraine partner, not member. According to its website, NATO is coordinating to meet Ukraine's request for assistance and supporting allies in delivering humanitarian and non-lethal aid, medical supplies, cybersecurity, protection against threats from biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons, and millions in euros for financial assistance and refugee support are coming from individual NATO countries. Anything we can do to assist Ukrainian and Russian civilians will be useful. We can back Russian citizens who are demonstrating against Putin's actions. We can facilitate exposure to world news, not Russia's heavily propagandized news. Economic sanctions and mobilizing to arrest Putin for war crimes committed and intended are also important and necessary actions. We must respond powerfully and peacefully rather than reacting forcefully in kind. As Gandhi would say, we must be the change we want to see in this world. Jill Cunningham grew up in St. Albert, has a Bachelor of Education from the University of Alberta, and is passionate about nature, the environment, and building community.